So this was her new and exciting life in Florida? Serena Springs sighed and tossed down her losing hand of cards. On a sunny Wednesday afternoon in one of Florida's most beautiful cities, here she was, playing Michigan Rummy with a rowdy group of octogenarians. "There she goes!" her sprightly but aging Nana called out triumphantly. "The girls and I are coming for you." The girls were all widowed, and at the moment talking a lot of smack as they goaded one another over a pot full of pennies. Given their furrowed brows of concentration and groans of defeat, you would think they were playing for a new Cadillac. She'd learned how to play the card game during her childhood visits to her great-grandmother's home in Naples, Florida, and often joined their lively game whenever she was in town. The curly-haired Carolyn collected one of the larger pots of the day, drawing the winnings to her side of the table with a goofy giggle. "How long are you visiting us this time, dear?" "Indefinitely. I'm relocating permanently." Her news stirred up a round of excited squeals from the group and a cackle from Carolyn. "I'm rooming here with Nana, but I hope to have my own place soon, once I am settled in with work." "What will you do for a living?" "The same as I did in Manhattan. Lucky for me, it's a good time to be selling real estate in Naples." That was true. Serena had done her homework before moving. With houses for sale in excess of $40 million, Southwest Florida is the most expensive market in the country right now. These were the same figures she'd recited when her single friends and former colleagues told her she was crazy for leaving the thrill of New York City and her burgeoning career there to start anew. Sure, she was essentially starting over, but the prospect of a clean slate thrilled her more than it daunted. She was eager to start building her Naples portfolio and get a better lay of the land. Of course, the median sale is about $250,000, but hey, a girl could dream, no? "That's right." Nana beamed with pride. "She passed the Florida real estate broker examination with ease, and tomorrow is her first day at a fancy agency."
"Is your fella going to move down here too?"
Nana's friend Helen Montgomery asked wistfully. Serena fumbled for a response. She was still getting used to the idea that her fella preferred other fellas. "That didn't work out," Nana broke in, gently patting Serena's non-card-playing hand, which was currently wadded into a fist. Helen gasped, as if she'd just lost her own boyfriend of 3 years.
"But with your lovely, rich brown hair and slender figure, you're a dead ringer for your Nana here when she was younger. Lord knows she had to beat them away with a stick. Actually, I was just telling Junior that you look like a modern-day Natalie Wood."
Serena always liked Helen the best out of Nana's cronies. The sour-faced Anne, on the other hand, tutted.
30 and still single."
Yep, she'd just turned 30, at the same time her boyfriend, Justin, had turned gay. Well, she supposed he had always been gay. He'd just finally had the guts to tell her. Surprise! Justin prided himself on being a wonderful gift giver, and his recent declaration was definitely the biggest birthday surprise she had ever had. It just wasn't the kind of icing on her birthday cake she'd been expecting. No, she had foolishly expected an engagement ring to celebrate the occasion. In hindsight, there had been signs. Serena even used to worry that he spent a little too much time at an all-male gym, was meticulously tidy, and that maybe, just maybe, their relationship felt forced.